practically all the cities in the United States, you know, had soup lines and people didn't have nothing to do. Well, so that's the reason they cut these up in small units. Well, at that time, and I told Kenneth Sawyer, I said, Kenneth, I said, the climatic conditions and different weather conditions we've got here in this area, I said, these units are too small. And I said, I think that we should do something to see if we could get them made larger. Well, then we took it up with the engineer in charge of the construction. It was already underway then. So he said, well, if we get larger units, we'd be glad to have you do it because we could develop the project a little cheaper than we could put it in a smaller unit. So then we got a farm economist from Oregon State Agricultural College come over and make a survey. So he came up with 120 acres at a minimum farm size unit per person. Well, so we took that information, we took it up with the Boise Reclamation Office, who at that time was the Northwest District Office for the Department of the Interior. And so they said, well, we'll agree with you. The president and vice president, who was Bill Newell and or Bob Newell and Bill Taylor, and they said, well, we would support it. So then we made a deal and sent Kenneth Sawyer to the Denver Reclamation Office. So we got a fairly good report from there. Well, then it went from there, and I don't know what all was really done after that until 1/4 of July. I know that the district board and a fellow named Stinson, the attorney for Department of the Interior, and a fellow named of Weinweaver, Weinweaver and Adams, was in charge of all new government projects as to the feasibility and how they were getting along. So we sat there in the office 1/4 and rewrote the contract and put it up to 160 acres per farm unit. So that was the project was partly done, and a lot of people had already sold all their holdings down to 40 acres for their individuals. Well, then the deal was that the government wouldn't deliver water for units any larger than 160 acres.